Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey everybody, Doug Addison, welcome to Spirit Connection and welcome to 2020, the new decade. I'm so excited. I've got a prophetic word for the year and where we are right now. Plus you'll want to stick around because I'm going to do some activation prayers, some Q&A at the end. If you're watching on my website, DougAddison.com, you can chat in right now and even on some of the, on Facebook and Twitter too, but my team is going to be getting me the questions that I'm going to be looking at a little bit later on. And also, I'll stick around because I have an offer I want to tell you about that we're doing a special training this month. It's going to really be powerful for you. But maybe you need to just get encouraged every day. And if that's the case, you can get my daily prophetic words, hashtag daily prophetic. Go to DougAddison.com/daily prophetic. Get them delivered to your email address or follow me on social media. Facebook is The Doug Addison. Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. And I'm really excited for what's going on right now. And right now, let's just pray and get this thing going. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you're moving right now. And there's been a lot of warfare around this prophetic word and trying to get it written and recorded. And I know that there's been so much trying to come against what you want to do, Lord, but you're the one who wins in the end. So we ask now that your power, your glory would come on earth as it is in heaven in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm really excited that God has a prophetic plan. That's what he told me. Isaiah 5:19. Now, you want to look this up in the Passion Translations. It says, let the prophetic plan of the Holy One of Israel come to pass so that we can see it, see what it is. So God has a prophetic plan for you. And this is a year that he's releasing things on a greater level that I've seen in a very long time. So God's opening the spiritual atmosphere right now. He's opening things up. And it's called the Books of Understanding. It's a spiritual book and it's not a physical book, but he's revealing things, the callings and the purposes of your life. In fact, the very reason you were created is about to be revealed. So don't be discouraged. If things aren't clear yet, if you're not seeing these things, if you don't have the bigger picture, it's going to open in the next few weeks and months. The full picture is coming. God showed me this. 1 Corinthians 13:9-10. For we know in part, we prophesy in part, but when completeness comes, what was in part disappears. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard this verse, and especially around prophetic words and things, we don't always have the full picture, you know. God wants us to operate as the body of Christ or a team. We need to be on the same team. And so quite often, we won't get the full picture. In fact, we see in part, we prophesy in part, we know in part. But God says he's releasing completeness this year over some things that have been unclear. He's going to give you the full picture this year about your life. There's been some missing pieces that have need to come together, and he's bringing a new level of wisdom and understanding to you. Your ability to hear the Lord is going to suddenly accelerate this year. Sudden acceleration. Some people call it sudden lays, but I call it sudden acceleration. Amos 9:13 in the Message translation. Yes, indeed, it won't be long. God's decree, these things will come, they will happen so fast it will make your head swim, one thing after another, on the heels of each one. You won't be able to keep up. Everything is going to start happening at once, and everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings like wine is going to pour from the mountains and the hills. Amos 9:13. Oh man, that's a verse for this year. That God's about to shift things into high gear for you. When it looked like everything was going one way, it's going to suddenly shift and go the other. Things are going to happen quickly, so get ready for positive changes that are going to come. This is an exciting time of surprises. I keep seeing surprise angels. These angels of surprise being brought around, and prophetic people don't like that. I mean, we like to know what's going on, but God's doing something like this. I saw log jams suddenly being opened, like things that have backlogs of blessing and log jams of revelation, log jams of finances and spiritual advancements are going to start to break loose this year. And it's going to start getting deeper revelation, deeper wisdom. Now, the deep revelation is coming. Jeremiah 33:3, I saw a gate. The Lord says, you want to get out this gate? You want to go through this gate? He says, call to me and I will answer you with great and unsearchable things that you do not know. So Lord, we call upon you right now. We want that Jeremiah 33:3 gate that would open up over us, that will give us those things that we do not yet know. So God's releasing dreams and visions and spiritual words. There's going to be prophecy start to flow, a lot more specifics with details. In other words, with completeness, not the whole. Now, don't get me wrong, it won't necessarily be fully complete, but those missing pieces of the puzzle that you've been looking for are going to start coming into place. Not all at once, but you'll see it as you pursue it. So there's going to be a breaking off of discouragement, so that maybe you've been feeling like you're under the battle. It's really hard to hear God. I know that I have had to battle and shift gears at all that I do, but watch for new joy to start flowing. Gladness and joy. Jeremiah 31:13. I will turn their mourning into gladness, and I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow. Boy, I don't know about you, but I need that, and I ask the Lord for it. Who needs that joy? Let's just break off all the old stuff right now. And have you ever felt like God, you cried out to him and you felt like there was no answers? Well, there's going to be a change this year in that. God's blessing you right now. Actually, he's going to start opening the heavens even in this broadcast. It's time to reap with joy and gladness. It's time right now to come into agreement with let me just say this. Is it Galatians 6:9? Let us not become weary for doing good, for in the proper time you will reap a harvest if you do not give up. I heard the Lord say, don't give up, because this year is a time to reap. This is a time of starting to see answered prayers, repayment for payment and suffering. There's going to be some prophetic strategies that are going to start to come to you that's going to bring increase in your life. Strategies of increase. That's one that I pray and ask the Lord to show me this each day. Matthew 13:8. When I was praying, he showed me this. And it's a seed and the sower parable that Jesus talked about. Talking about some seed fell on the path and some fell here, but still other seed fell on good soil and produced a crop 100, 60, and 30 times of what was sown. Well, this is the time God's going to start releasing these seeds of revelation and these seeds to produce things up to 100 times. I saw 100-fold return, which I'm going to mention a little bit more later, and I'm going to pray over this, but it's going to come in the form of revelation and dreams, vision, business ideas, innovations, new jobs are going to start to come. There's going to be a shifting and a ways to get out of debt, maybe to create financial blessing, because we need it right now to bless the world with all the tragedies that are going on. And this is the year of financial turnaround for many people. God's going to bring new authority to you. Revelation 2:26. To the one who is victorious and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations. The Lord spoke this. He said, don't give up doing good right now, because the harvest you're about to reap is getting new authority to be able to pray, prophesy, speak into your situations and other situations. And we've had to battle actually to get results, but your results are going to be spiritual authority. And you're going to see an increase in your effectiveness through your prayers, through your spiritual gifts. Spiritual authority is coming this year. The Lord said, I'm going to use your current trials to strengthen you. That's why you've been going through it. And I'm going to use the difficult times in your personal life to bring you into a place of greater authority in your family, in your city, and nations. But Here's the thing. God says this to me often. You know, when I'm under attack or maybe I'm going through it here at my house, he says, you know, if you can't take authority in your own house, how are you going to take nations? That's why he encouraged me to, you know, everything that you do every single day, do it as if you're doing it to the Lord. Don't wait till you're just, you know, at church or around someone. You know, you work each day as if you're working to the Lord, because it's the Lord you're serving, not worldly masters, as Colossians, I believe it is, says. And so this is the day, this is the time. God's going to give you greater authority. And we are going to move into a place of having authority to pray, prophesy, and open the doors. But it will be rooted in love and not judgment. You got to be very careful with this. The books of heaven are now being balanced. Now, there are books in heaven. There's an increase coming based on how much you have actually suffered, how much your difficult time was. The books that I saw being balanced, at least that have anything to do with the book of life or, you know, one of the other things. These are the books possibly of repayment. I don't know, but I saw these books being balanced in heaven, and God is releasing repayment for the injustices, things that have happened. Now, Matthew 19:29 is a verse. Matthew 19:29. You'll want to begin to pray, decree this, and prophesy this into your life. But everyone who has left houses, brothers and sisters, fathers, mothers, wives, children, and fields, for my sake, Jesus says, will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. Now, this doesn't mean ditch everybody and you can, you know, leave your family. It just means that at the level of sacrifice that you do, I sacrifice all this, but I still engage in my family, you know, and that I sacrifice these things. Sometimes you get caught up in ministry and forget about your family, and there's a balance coming to this. But the Lord says there's going to be like the 30, 60, and 100-fold. There's going to be some 100-fold blessings come. There's greater levels for those who have given or suffered. It's going to come to people, churches, businesses, cities. There's going to be a shift in the financial atmosphere for a new healing. I saw churches and these different places, even businesses, becoming new revival hotspots, places to go for prayer. You ever go to a church that has conferences a lot and things like that? It's because they opened up something. Well, there's going to be some new ones of those this year, and God's going to open up some hot spots of the anointing to go, like healing wells are going to open, and watch for those things to happen. Now, it's not to have meetings every night and to do the old, any type of old model where you might want to just try to fall into that or make it happen. This is just going to be a refreshing time as God is going to bring the 100-fold repayment for those who have suffered and waited on the Lord. Because if you're listening to me, you qualify probably. So there's going to be surprise promotions come this year. Matthew 19:30 is part of that verse. But many who were first will be last, and many who are last are going to be first. The Lord said, I'm going to be shifting authority here. And there's going to be a shift in leadership. Doesn't mean that, you know, your pastor is going to, or if you're a pastor, you're going to lose your job or anything like that. It's saying right now that there's promotions for people who have humbled themselves, who've given it all. It doesn't mean that you have to become a pastor or a leader. It's just saying that there's going to be a shift in the authority, in the leadership. I walk in a leadership anointing that was given to me that I worked up and worked through, but it doesn't, I'm not a pastor of a church, so to speak. Inlight Connection is an internet church, so you might say it, but I'm not a standard pastor. What I'm trying to say is God is doing something outside the box. It's a new wineskin. I'm a new wineskin for even prophets. I have a new way of operating through the internet. I do the different things. I'm a stay-at-home prophet. And God is doing something right now. He's going to shift the leadership. He's shifting authority right now. He's doing something where those who've never been known will suddenly become known, or those who are called the hidden ones. They were the ones that have been hidden until now. But you cannot make this happen. You got to let God bless you. You got to humble yourself to be lifted up. But right now, God is going to open the eyes to you for things. And I pray every day. I decree verses every single day. I ask the Lord to open my eyes and I can see See the things that Satan doesn't want me to see. See me the things, Lord, that you want me to see. I ask for favor. And I use different verses sometimes as I do that. And I pray in the secrets and the mysteries to be revealed. I've been doing that for years. And then suddenly it shows up. So this is a year to begin to speak into those things. But maybe God spoke to you a few years ago or maybe in the past. And then suddenly went quiet. I had a little visitation of the Lord on this. And an example is Luke 24, verses 30 and 31. Now this is the road to Emmaus, to bring you up to speed in case you don't know, is the road to Emmaus is when Jesus was crucified. He rose again on Sunday morning. Then he had not yet gone back to heaven. And the road to Emmaus is one of his early encounters he had with two guys walking up a road to Emmaus. And he starts opening up the revelation to them. They said their hearts were burning inside of them with revelation. Let me just read it. And when he was at the table with them, suddenly Jesus, he gets and he breaks bread. He gives thanks. And as he gave it to them, their eyes were opened and they recognized him. Then he disappeared from their sight. Now, when the road to Emmaus experience happens, it's actually common. The Lord wants you to understand this. People ask, why did I get all this revelation and then suddenly the Lord went away or it just never happened? And it's because of this. It's a principle. He says, I'm gonna go away, but I won't come back. He says that, you know, that's the second company, but also it's a spiritual principle that happens. He comes with revelation that he pulls back. And in this case, he gave direct revelation to these guys and suddenly disappears. This principle that many people miss is that the Lord speaks. He gives you deep things. He opens your eyes. Then he will disappear or pull back from it for a while so that you need to contend. Well, this year, the Lord says he's returning on some of these things that he's spoken to you previously. The Lord is going to return to you on some of the things that he has spoken to you previously. I know that for me, I've got a bunch of them, but I got one big one. It was in 2017. I had 50 days of heavenly encounters. I mean, these were powerful behind the veil of heaven. And then, you know, it was almost like he disappeared. He told me some things. And then I went through a rough time contending for it. This is the year of the start of that, this decade that we're moving into right now. In fact, this is beyond a season. This is a new decade. It's a new era. And that there's a turnaround, that God is going to establish something new that's going to bring you into his rest. That's where you don't like, you know, take off work or anything like that to move into his rest. You could, but he'd probably be attacked. It's better just to move into his rest in the ways where you ask him to show you where to focus. I enter into the Lord's rest where I get more done by doing less. Does it make sense? It's one of those spiritual principles. But this year, this decade is about entering into the Lord's rest and he will fight your battles. And so many people are going to start receiving new revelation. Your book of your life purpose is coming this year. I'll repeat it. Your book of your life purpose. These are your greater purposes. The reason you came to earth is going to be revealed this year. So I want to pray and activate this and do some Q&A here in just a minute. God, we thank you for this word. Lord, I ask that this goes out to the world. I pray, Father, that you would open our eyes, like on the road to Emmaus, that you would break the bread and open our eyes. See, when Jesus broke the bread, that's the word. He showed things. Another place, he blew on his disciples and put his hand on their head. And he said, receive the Holy Spirit. One time he puts his hand on their head and he says, you know, to open their minds to understand the scriptures. That's what he's doing this year. Lord, we pray that. We pray that you would open our minds to understand the scriptures, to understand the prophetic words that have been spoken, to understand the times and seasons. I ask that you activate this prophetic word, Lord, where there's an opening up of the strategies to make finances for the kingdom. There's an opening up of the strategies to bring increase and to get people out of debt, out of emotional turmoil, and into your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo-wee. God's going to do something. I feel it. And Remember my website, DougAddison.com. There's a presence of the Lord is here right now. And I just want to linger in that just for a moment. Just let that continue to flow over you. You'll want to come back and listen to this again because there's more to it. It's like a power pack. And I do the Spirit Connection webcast now. It's just actually a podcast. I do it it used to be just the first Wednesday of the month, but now it's every Wednesday. The first Wednesday, like I am right now, I'm releasing the prophetic word for the month. This is the one for the year. But after this, I do a weekly. So check out Spirit Connection every week. And I've got an upcoming training that I'd like you to consider, and that is, it's called Activate Your Life Purpose. And it's going to be on January 18th. It's going to be 2 hours, 10 to noon Pacific time. Normally $37 for the 2 hours. I give you the notes. You can do some Q&A with me. It's going to be very powerful. I haven't taught on this in quite some time. In fact, I kind of put away my Activate Your Life Calling hat for a while and was really focusing on the courts of heaven and different things. I'm going to bring it back out because the Lord told me this is the year to do that. So if you want to sign up for this right away, you can save $5. You can get it for $32 by Sunday, January 5th, I believe it is. But we'll be doing that webinar. That's not a webinar. It's an online training. It's an online workshop. And it goes way deeper than what a webinar could do. And it was a lot of interaction. Also, you want to come to a live event. I'm going to be in San Diego with my good friend Jeremy and Miranda Nelson. It's the Decree Prophetic Summit, January 1st through 5th. Myself, Jeremy, Miranda, James Gall is going to be there, and my new friend Charlie Shamp. And it's going to be really powerful. We all have prophetic words to release. So if you can come to that, that'd be great. Or check out DougAddison.com/events. I believe it's going to be live streamed, so you'll want to check it out and get that. You know, you want to get there or get that, that's for sure. You can give to what we do, and you can give online. Just go to DougAddison.com/give. There's a lot of different ways. One is that you can get to my app, Doug Addison app, or you can text the word LOVE to 45888. And you can also become a partner with us. And people become partners. And when you become a partner, we have a lot of benefits for our partners. I pray for the partner. We have a partner portal and website and a private Facebook group. I do a mentoring video. And the partners, for the 2020, you're going to be invited automatically to my monthly mentoring call that I do over the phone, which is actually over the internet now, but there's a lot of benefits for becoming a partner. Just go to DougAddison.com/give or partner, /partner if you want to become a partner. It's just people who donate every month to us and join our team to reach the world with God's love. Anyway, I'm really, really excited for what's going on. Got a couple of questions. We got some Q&A time here before I end. And someone asked this question. Last year, you said that the books of life were opening. That was my prophetic word. Your book of life was opening. So what's the difference about the books of your life purpose as I'm talking about this year? Well, here's the thing. Psalm 139:16, it talks about your book of life. And we know that there's a book of life that opens over us every year. It's like an assignment. Your book of life is an assignment the Lord gives you at the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, during that time, which was for last year, it was in October. That's when he opens your book of life for you. Now, last year, part of my prophetic word was that our books of life were going to open. They were a greater level. And now the books of life did open. And now your book of your life purpose is coming. And there's lots of different books in heaven. Your book of life opens every single year. This life purpose is something greater. And I saw them. These books of your life purpose were the reason many people, not everyone, but many people are going to step into the very thing that you came to earth to do. No matter what your age, there's a shifting. Maybe you won't do it yet. You won't actually start doing it, but it's going to be revealed. This is a year to reveal things, reveal what is concealed. And I'm excited about it. So this year is a bit different. That's why I'm doing a little bit more of the life purpose. I'll be running some training like I did last year. Last year we did the diving deeper into your destiny in the month of February. We'll be doing another one this year in the month of February and March. It's going to be an 8-week going, it's not going to be called that, but going deeper into your destiny. But it's basically opening up the things for God and getting into your life purpose. And it's going to be a mentoring time with me. So the difference between those books, to answer the question, is that one is assignment every year. This one that's going on right now that God's opening is definitely a greater level of the reason that you were created. Now, talking about the books in heaven, I got a question here from someone that says, what are the books of remembrance and how do they relate to this next year? Well, the book of remembrance is mentioned quite a few times throughout the Bible, which is kind of cool because it is another, you know, reinforcement of this teaching that I do a lot about the books in heaven that you can get revelation and come into agreement. So Malachi 3:16, then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another and the Lord gave attention and heard it. And it was written in the book of remembrance about them. Now the book of remembrance is kind of like an honor roll, so to speak, or, you know, maybe you did something, you've got a breakthrough and God mentions you in this book of remembrance. This is where he's going to remember what you did good. Of course, your sins are not put in these books, by the way. Your sins get covered. Just that's why you want to repent by the blood of Jesus, let him cover. But the books of remembrance go into this time of the Lord releasing out repayments for judgments, repayments. And when the time that your justice system of the Lord is opened each year, like right now, the books are being balanced. So the books of remembrance are actually being used. And these are things that you've done. Maybe you don't even realize that they got written into a book of remembrance so that the Lord would remember. It's really a good thing. I got one more question here. Gabriel asked that I mentioned Psalm 16:11, and is about the pathway of life. So I'll just read it really quickly. You make known to me the pathway of life, and you fill me with your presence, with your eternal pleasures at your right hand. Now, I talk about, and in fact, in my last few sessions, I've been talking about cleansing those pathways. That Bobby Connor actually has a good teaching on this, and I've been picking it up, and he helped me with this. But if you want to cleanse the pathways that the enemy will run on, the enemy runs on pathways to try to access you. Now, these could be open doors. These could be things in the past, like, you know, anything. Maybe you've had some things that was a generational curse or some things like that. And so that's what the pathways of the enemy would look like. But God wants to, he wants to just totally blow those away, disconnect you from that realm and bring you into that place of everlasting pleasures, he says, and a greater level of authority that's coming this year. Wow. The Lord, we thank you for your good. Wow. The good word that's coming right now. I just feel strongly that the Lord even just shifted something right when I was praying and he started to download things. And I was lost my train of speaking because it was something that was starting to get downloaded over you. And we pray, Lord, to come into agreement with these things on earth as it is in heaven, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.